Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, it's noisy here. Noisy here on the farm. Hey, Jason, thank you so much for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly. And this is the fourth lesson, the fourth class on civilization in collapse with Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning? It's good to hear your voice.
Well, you weren't sure, and we weren't sure the internet was going to be back up, but it is. And so, okay. Gwyneth, I don't know if you heard the broadcast where I was talking about these the guys that work for a company called Asplund, and they were hired. They're a national company in the United States, and they do a lot of tree trimming. So power utility companies, telephone companies, they hire this Asplund company to trim the trees so the trees don't grow through the power lines and cause problems and cause the portions of the power lines and the grid to go down. Well, we have our gate locked, and it was locked in such a way that the lock was there, and one of the guys decided he was going to jiggle the lock, and we had a customer coming, and so it looked like it was locked, but it wasn't, intentionally. And this guy jiggled the lock and decided he was going to come on over and drive this huge piece of equipment, way bigger than any of our tractors, way bigger than any of our tractors. And our son caught him and said, it just rained, and they were trashing the field, ran over our electric fence, and the cows are out there. And this is, I guess it's called a giraffe. So this is a piece of equipment. It's got a huge extendable boom. It can probably go up, I'm guessing, about 30 feet. Big saw blade on the end. They control it with joysticks, and they limb trees. And they have a chipper, and they chip up whatever left and fell down, and they haul it away. Well, they do that on the power lines up and down the United States. Well, these guys came in, and without asking permission, they just drove in our field, and so our son threw them out. So what are you doing? We don't drive through our field because we don't want to damage the hay. We just don't do it. And this guy did it, and so he threw them out. Next day, Mrs. Fennelli caught another one of those guys in our field. And what he did was he went down the road. Our property is a mile long along the road, dirt road. He went to another gate. We have a bunch of gates. He went to another gate, drove across another field to get to another field, and he's out there, doing damage, driving. We have some trees, nut trees, that are old, that are bearing nuts. And the last thing we want is them to damage the roots, which they were driving over. And she was frosted and threw them out. So, I looked at what they did, and so a mile long, about a half a mile of the trees are near the power lines on our side. So the power lines are on one side of the road, then they cross the road and they come on our side, and then they go back to the other side and they come back to our side. So it's like a dotted line, but it's a mile long, and about a half a mile of trees they cut on our farm. And they just left these branches. And the ones that fell on the roadside, they just threw in our field. So they threw the trash in our field, and they left. So I went out and I looked at it, and with Mrs. Fennelli, and she showed me where they'd been, what they'd done. I saw it all. So I called Asplund in Missouri, And this gal answered the phone. She's real sweet. And I said, so if I were to call and, you know, want to shower some praise on your team that came out here, who would I talk to? And she said, we don't have anybody like that. And I said, so you don't have anybody I can talk to? She said, no, not really. There's nobody to talk to, you know, if you want to get some compliments. I said, okay. So who do I talk to get some people fired? And she had a number for that. So I talked to the supervisor, and I explained to him what he did, and he said, yeah, okay. Well, you know, and I said, oh, by the way, do you know the people that, he said, we, you know, got hired by Laclede Electric. Now, you all know I know about Laclede Electric. So I said,
oh, my gosh.
You know those guys at Laclede? Oh, yeah. Said, so do I. Yeah, I know them, too. As a matter of fact, I ran for the board of directors 4 times. Now, why did I let that slip? Because what I was saying without saying it was, y'all don't fix this problem, I'm going to run again. And if I get a seat on the board, I'm going to show the family album, the family photo album of what you guys done did to our property. And convince the rest of the board we'll go with some other company. And then the supervisor would have to explain to his boss, his boss, why they lost the contract, you know, for hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, class, why did I tell you this? Because if you read into what I said, that is how you can do it. That's how you can get action. And so it's noisy here at the farm because they have an entire team of people cleaning up the mess they made. An entire team. It would have taken Mrs. Finelli and me and our son a month to clean up this mess. And we don't have a month to spend because of the carelessness and recklessness of the people who decided they would just leave the mess at our doorstep. True story, it's happening right now. It's unfolding. And I got the call from the supervisor this morning telling me that he's here. And would it be okay if they trimmed another tree that they thought needed to be trimmed? And so our son and Mrs. Finelli are out there and move the cows out of their way. And we explained to them, look, our cows are not used to being terrified by this equipment. You know, this kind of thing could cause a pregnant mother to give birth prematurely. This equipment's frightening. You know, the trees are crashing down. And, you know, the limbs of, you know, large trees are crushing down. It's terrifying to these cows. They've never seen this kind of stuff before. And they don't know what to do. And because they're our cows and because we love them and because we go and see them every day and talk to them and hug them, they're friendly. And the last thing we want to have happen is a tree fall on our cows. So, you know, it used to be, before the big collapse, it used to be that the telephone company, when it was CenturyTel, the company that provides our telephone service, or used to, 18 years ago, if they were going to have maintenance, they would send an email, you know, on Monday, the 23rd, or whatever the date was, from this hour to this hour, the system will be down for maintenance. Thank you so much for bearing with us. The new company that bought the old company just takes it down. They do it whenever they want, and they don't tell anybody. And if you have a service call, oh, by the way, I called them yesterday. That's Brightspeed. I called them yesterday, and I said, hey, y'all, listen to this. So I placed the call to our bank, you know, the one I played over the phone, and sorry, your call cannot be completed. I played that, and I said, this has been going on since January. I want a refund because I'm paying for something I can't use. And they said, we can't do that, but the customer service department can. So they transferred me from the United States to the Philippines, and I talked to this customer service representative in the Philippines, and I got $155 back. So, class, don't let these companies get away with it. Don't pay for something that you didn't receive. And if you call and you just don't give up, they'll figure out that it's more expensive for them to fight you than is to make it right and compensate you for the damage. And in that line of thinking, I have an appointment with the county tax assessor. I called him up yesterday, called him up a couple days ago. They didn't call me back, so I called him again yesterday after the broadcast. And I said, I want to thank you. I got your invitation, and I accept. I accept your invitation to come meet with you and discuss why our taxes have increased. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you so much for inviting me. They didn't invite me. They just told me that our taxes are going up, and if I want to challenge it, I've got to go meet with them. So I have a meeting with them, and I'll let you know how that works out. And I've been telling my fellow farmers, hey, y'all get that lottery ticket? You know, the one where you won an 11% increase in your property taxes? 11% increase in your valuation? You can meet with them and give them a call. And by the way, don't let me be the only guy out there. Why don't y'all join in and help me in the fight? Gwyneth, just a few thoughts. Society and civilization are in collapse. There's no question about it. And today we're going to be talking about the Irish, the Scots, and the English, and why some of those guys despise others, and rightfully so. Class, you're not going to believe what Gwyneth is going to teach you. Gwyneth?
Yeah. First of all, your tree. I want to comment on your tree before we get on to the Scots and the Irish and the English. Did they take the top off of any of these trees? Or just
no,
side branches?
Just the side branches. They, our neighbors across the road, they took the tops off. They just sawed the tops off some of these pine trees. And
okay.
But not ours.
What do you need to do, okay, if they take the tops off the trees, they have effectively killed those trees. Unless the owner of those trees gets out there pronto, bucket of tree wound sealer, which is basically a type of bitumen. I believe you call it bitumen in America.
Yeah, it's a tarry. Okay. It's a black tarry substance. Yes.
Yeah. It's and paint it on the wound. If they and they've got just a few days to do it while the wood is still green. If they don't, then that wound will die at the top of the tree, and it will set up a rot, which will, over a period of decades, kill the tree. So they've killed the tree today, but it's a bit like the jab. Kills you today, you die in 5 years' time. Except in tree terms, they kill it today, and then it dies in 20 or 30 years, which in a tree's years is about the same as 5 years in our years. You know, because they live for hundreds, trees live for hundreds of years.
Yeah, but, we have some here on the farm. We have some here on the farm that have been around since the War of Northern Aggression, also known as the War of the Civil War, also known as the War Between the States, right here on the farm, right on the campground. In class, if you want to see it, and you come camping, we'll show you. And it's called Grand Oaks Overlook. That's what that campsite's called, Grand Oaks Overlook. You can't put your arms around this tree, it's so big.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hey, class. So, what you're learning is that your property can be damaged, and you won't learn about it for years and years to come. And frankly, if you were to have someone plant a tree that's, let's say, 20 years old, you want to go buy one, you say, I'd like a tree just like the one y'all damaged, and can you just put in another one, please, just like that 20-year-old tree? They can't do it. They can't do it because we don't have equipment that will plant a 20-year-old tree. It could be. Heck, we have some trees that are less than 20 years old that are 30 feet tall. Literally. Literally. So how do you plant one of those and have it survive? So it would cost, if they could, it would probably cost, I don't know, $15,000. Just have a small tree planted, one that's 6 feet tall. Have a crew come in and do that. You won't believe how much it costs. We had a neighbor at one time who decided they were going to add a few trees to their property, and it was $1,200 for a few trees, a few small trees. Gwyneth, so we're talking about civilization in collapse, class number 4.
Quickly, just before we leave the topic of trees, because this is really, really important, okay? Where they've wounded your tree, okay, because trees are living things, and that's a wound. And if you can, it's probably a good idea to get up there with a ladder and a bucket of bitumen anyway, and paint all the wounds of trees with bitumen, or the tree wound care thing that they sell at the big box store, which is basically bitumen and a solvent. Because I'll tell you why. When they do that, they wound your tree, and if you don't put an antiseptic on the wound, there is a risk. Well, what they've done is they've killed the root of that branch, okay? And the root of the branch goes into a tree towards the hardwood. And when they kill it, it's like a big piece of dead wood, like a big tooth, sitting inside the trunk of a tree, okay? But it doesn't die immediately because it doesn't realize that it's dead, so it keeps getting fed from the rest of the tree, if that makes sense. Because a tree's got a circulation system, but it doesn't have blood, it has fat. So the root of that branch, which is inside the trunk, doesn't realize it's dead yet, keeps taking the sap. And it may be that the sap comes to the surface and seals the wound and it closes over and heals. But what happens a lot of the time is that the surface of that stump where it's been cut dries off, and then fungal spores set in and it starts to rot. And it rots from the outside in, and it will create a hollow in the tree. And hollows in trees are natural things, and it's not going to necessarily kill the tree. But it weakens the tree. And maybe if there's a storm in 50 years' time, it'll take the top off the tree because it's got a weak spot there at the top of the tree. But if you don't do that and the root dies and rots to form a cavity inside the trunk, then that'll be a home for, you know, owls and possums and, you know, little critters of all kinds. You know, raccoons and all that sort of thing. So it's a natural thing. It forms homes for animals. But there's a chance that if there's a storm, that it could knock the top off of the tree in 50 or 70 or 100 years' time, and then that will kill the tree.
Yeah. Does that the problem I have, Gwyneth, is this is a mile long. It's a mile long.
Yes, I know.
30 feet high. It take 50 gallons in 2 months to paint this on. Literally. And I don't have the equipment to get up that high.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. Florida GOP Governor Ron DeSantis will reportedly launch his presidential bid with Elon Musk on Twitter.
They call it faith because in the face of darkness, you can see that brighter future. A faith that our best days lay ahead of us.
Musk teased the event, calling it quite an announcement, with an unscripted Q&A to follow the announcement. Investigations are underway as 60,000 pounds of toxic ammonium nitrate have been reported missing while being transported by train from Wyoming to California. Ammonium nitrate is the chemical that was used in the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. That terrorist attack killed 168 people. Manufacturer Dyno Noble speculated that the chemical had fallen from the train car during its two-week transit to a rail siding at about 30 miles from the town of Mojave in eastern Kern County, California. Lance Pry, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, here at USA Prepares Class, we talk about no one's doing their jobs. Now, you hear Rich Sheehan say that quite often. And we just heard in the news that 30 tons of explosive chemicals were lost during a rail shipment. How does that happen? 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate, a chemical used in fertilizer and in explosives. And it was on its way from Wyoming to California in April and hasn't been seen since. So people are wondering, where did it go? Well, class, the rail cars that are used to transport these heavy loads of dangerous substances have a hopper. And there's a gate at the bottom of the hopper. And if you open the gate, the contents of the rail car fall out. Gravity just lets it fall out. You have to wonder, did somebody not secure the gate? Or was the train parked or delayed somewhere along the route, and was it stolen by opening the hopper and then using a conveyor belt to move the ammonium nitrate to, let's say, trucks? A dump truck can hold, just a single dump truck can hold about 18 tons. So you'd need, you know, a couple of those, a couple dump trucks. Is it doable? Absolutely, it's doable. So where did it go? I don't know. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, I think I gave you an indication of what could have happened to it. And there was an explosion in 2013 of ammonium nitrate. And it was in a fertilizer plant in West Texas. And when this thing blew, it killed 15 people. And it injured 200 more. And it wiped out hundreds of homes during this explosion. So this stuff is pretty powerful stuff. It's a weapon of war. This is a company, I believe, that makes the black stuff that goes in the cartridges that go bang in rifles, pistols, and shotguns and revolvers. Yeah, I believe they're the company that does that, that makes that, or uses it in some way for ammunition. So I just wanted to share that with you. It's a big deal. It's a really big deal. And the news, you know, I know they didn't have as much time as I had to flesh out some of the rest of the details, but now you know some more. Gwyneth, back to you about the collapse. It's just one more example of collapse.
Just on that topic, I think that I was mentioning about 3 months ago that they would have something that would seem to be heading towards a collapse, and then something would really kick off in about 2 or 3 months. Do you remember me saying that?
I remember you saying multiple times. You called me up on the phone to tell me that, and you said it on the air. So yes, I absolutely do.
There's something coming. At least, and I said, if my memory serves me correctly, I said that it's going to be something at least of the magnitude of the War of Independence that is going to kick off. Probably greater. Did I say something like that?
Yeah, and it could be many things. There's a volcano ready to go off. There are many things happening. And it could be that these are domino effects. There's so many things that could happen. You know, Gwyneth, here's an example.
This is
just a small example. So there was this employee of a Dollar General store. Dollar General store is a store that sells inexpensive things. And their market is to people who don't have a lot of money. And so this guy went into a dollar store, according to what I read, stole some items, and hopped on a bicycle and took off. The employee of the dollar store got in her Honda and mowed this guy down, knocked him right off his bicycle with the goods that he had just stolen from the dollar store. Now, why did this happen? Well, I have a feeling that the dollar store managers are responsible for shrinkage. So a dollar store says, all right, we gave you this much stuff to sell. Where did it all go? Are you all selling it without ringing it up in the register? Are you all stealing this? How come there's so much missing? I think that's what's happening. And because all these items are tracked on computer systems. So it looks to me, I'm reading between the lines, and no one has really said this, but I'm reading between the lines that the dollar store employee, it just had it with this rampant theft, and decided to do something about it. And This is where we are. This is society in collapse. Now, I'm not saying that she shouldn't have done it. I'm not saying she should have done it. I'm saying that she ought to run for president because she's taking action.
Yes. I'll tell you what. This is something that is actually quite telling, because getting back to just taking a step back for a moment, what the people who think they run the show are doing, okay? The thieves in charge think that they run the show, okay? And what they're doing, as we speak, they're meeting in rooms and they are discussing how they're going to steal the country by a military tactic that's probably thousands of years old, but we know that it's at least hundreds of years old, and it's an old pirate tactic. It's called the false flag, which means that you want to start a war, okay? So you go and attack somebody while you are wearing the flag of their sworn enemy, and then they'll turn around and then you turn around and point out to this other group that you're trying to start the war with, see, it was them over there, your sworn enemies just attacked you, see, they're wearing your flag. And I think that everybody in the class who's listening to news broadcasts or reading a newspaper at the moment knows exactly what I'm talking about. a certain U-Haul vehicle that kind of bumped up on the curb just outside the big house a few days ago happened to have its proper registration number not clearly shown, and happened to be carrying the flag of one of America's sworn enemies. And the whole mainstream media system went into a conniption fit. And I went, oh my gosh, they didn't say the false flag, they said, our enemy's flag, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, we're gonna be at war soon. They didn't say that. They didn't say that we're gonna be at war soon. That was the general implication. And that despite the fact that the guy who was driving the truck was of Central Asian origin, the Central Asian name, or East Asian origin, East Asian name, that didn't seem to matter very much. They seemed to be convinced that he was not a Central Asian Aryan, but he was a dyed-in-the-wool West European Aryan, and that would be one thing that would lead to the justification of a future war against a certain segment of the community. And this is exactly what's going on, Vincent. They are lining it up. They are lining it up like putting the pieces out on a chessboard before you're going to play a game of chess. They're lining it up. So obviously, it's like they used to have something in past centuries called the Halfpenny Beggar's Opera. Halfpenny Beggar's Opera. And they usually resolved around a highwayman, fictitious highwayman, called Mac the Knife. Well, that's what he came to be called in American culture. He started out being called Mac Heath, but the Americans kind of took up this tradition of having this guy as the hero / anti-hero of this Hackney Beggar's Opera. There was a jazz song made about him, Mac the Knife. But the thing is about Mac the Knife, this is relevant, this does tie in, is that he was a highwayman. He was stealing from the rich suggesting himself, that the rich people were losing more at the gambling tables than they were to the likes of Max and Ike, Max Heath. You know, and the poor people would set up these, second-rate playhouses and make theatrical productions about the way that the rich people were ripping each other off more than the highwaymen were robbing from them, if that makes sense. And that the level of political corruption and political rot was higher than, I mean, they were losing 200-300 years ago, they were losing 100,000 pounds at a time in one day. In one day, the British Prime Minister lost over 100,000 pounds on a dodgy business deal. In one day. And that was the Prime Minister himself. And it was basically a gamble where he played their equivalent of three card Monty. And it happened to him what happens to every three card Monty player. He lost. And he lost 100,000 pounds, which these days would be like losing $10 million or something in one day. And, yeah, he had to fudge the parliamentary books in order to cover up this $100,000 debt. And it was a huge scandal, but he managed to cover it up. And his son actually became a moderately famous author, this particular prime minister. So this is the sort of thing that was going on. And they were on the point of collapse. Three or 400 years ago, they were on the point of collapse. And their whole society was falling apart, but they managed to get through it. I'd like to go into that some more on the other side. We'll get to the Scots and the Irish because it definitely ties in.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth, live in Australia, the United States' only full-time radio correspondent in Australia. Gwyneth lives off-grid in her own farm, and she does it the hard way. She farms with pick, shovels, rakes, develops her own water system, generates her own electricity. And in her spare time, she broadcasts with us here at USA Prepared. She's an author of numerous books. And if you want to find them, you can go to Amazon and type in Gwyneth Isaacs, I-S-A-A-C-S. Or you can email her at Gwyneth, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, at usaprepares.com. And you can be in touch with her. Gwyneth, back to you.
Okay. Just hang on a moment. I'll just film my little folder outside. Just hang on a minute.
Sometimes you'll hear cows mooing, you'll hear dogs barking. We both have farms, and that's what farm life is like. We live with animals, and they don't quite understand all the time, but they do their job, and if they hear something, they ring the alarm. That's what they do. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yep. No, it's I would like to get onto the Scots and the Irish, you know, now, because this is something that is it's kind of a playbook that they might be wanting to use on us all. Back in the day, the Scots and the Irish had no land title system. Certain clans controlled certain areas of land, and the land was held in common with the whole clan. And you would have your own field. So it was like your little farm, and that was recognised by the whole community. Oh, that's Jimmy's farm over there. Okay? So there was nothing written down, nothing on paper. It was just literally rocks placed in the corner of the landscape, and that rock was corner of your land, and that other rock over there is the other corner of your land, you know. And nobody ever moved anybody's rock, because if somebody moved the rock, that was going to be a war. And the owner of that farm would notice that the rock had been moved and would make inquiries and would go out and kill the whole neighbourhood of the guy who had, moved the rock. So it was a serious matter. So that's how the Scots and the Irish organised their whole society. And you have your... So you would have your... That was... Even that farm was considered clan land, but... And, I mean, you could go wandering across it, but you couldn't farm it. You know? It was common land, but that was your section of the common land, if that makes sense. And you could hand that down to your children. And you had a more private area, which was your cottage, your house. So you'd build a house, and then you'd fence off a certain area around the house. And it might be near your farm, and it might be a little bit of a walk away from your farm, or a bit of a horse ride away from your farm. But that was considered private, and people generally respected each other's, private cottage areas. So the English didn't sort of understand that too much. And they didn't like that too much because they couldn't tax that tenure system. They couldn't put property taxes on the people. And the people were free. Their allegiance lay with their clan chief, not because the clan chief was standing over them with a big stick, but simply because the clan chief was the most competent guy to lead them to war. So if they needed to go and fight the other clan across the way, then the clan chief would be the one to lead them, and he would go at the front, not at the back. Because if you went at the back, well, then you were like the English. And nobody wanted to be like the English. Because the English were considered to be skullduggerous scoundrels, or some word of that description. And they were probably, they were absolutely right. But anyway, the English came in through political wheedling and manipulation that I won't go into here. They managed to get the laws changed. And they managed to take over the Irish political system and basically do away with Irish home rule. And all of this happened about 800 years ago. I can hear music thinking.
In about 10 seconds, we'll be at the top of the hour break, and we'll continue this discussion. And some heads have rolled, and people were massacred as a result of all of this.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.